We've spoken about this issue before, and now in four separate fact-finding missions over the past month, an investigation by the Good Party has revealed sinkholes in Tshwane, and they're impacting local communities and businesses negatively. But not only that, they threaten the safety of citizens. In some instances, residents have been forced to abandon their homes when a months-old sinkhole suddenly began enlarging. We're joined by the Good Party's national chairperson, Sam Shabane. A very good morning to you, and thank you for your time today.
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having us.
So how bad is the problem of sinkholes, particularly in the Tshwane municipality?
Bongani, the situation in Tshwane is very dire, and it is very disheartening that the city of Tshwane is not even, you know, taking serious actions, and their inaction over these sinkholes are a grave threat to the lives and livelihoods of the people of Tshwane. I mean, when we went there several times, we've been called by the community to come and assist and to come and also speak to the community, because the sinkhole that we went and visited, the sinkholes basically that we went and visited, one of them happened in 2019, and the city knows about them. They came, they made promises, and ever since 2019, they were gone. Never came back, never came to even cordon the area where the sinkhole happened. You know, so you would see when we visited the area, children were playing around in the area. You'd see people even scavenging around the, you know, the sinkholes, because what the communities now have done is, you know, they throw in whatever rubble, whatever rubbish they can find.
They use them as dumping sites, yeah.
The dumping sites to close down. And one of the residents, you know, also decided to open up a shop, you know, takeaway shop there, you know, to also sit there on a daily basis to warn people not to be, you know, closer to the sinkhole, because it is a sinkhole. And we are told under the rubble there is a car, a Toyota Tiers, that had sank in there when the check sank into that hole. So it is a situation where, you know, in another sinkhole, you know, people have also opened up a shop closer to the sinkhole, and I'm told that they, on a yearly basis during the rainy season, they fill up the hole with sand and stones and whatever they can find as well. So there are several sinkholes that we found in the west of Tshwane, in Atteridgeville, and in the Hercules as well, in almost the central part of Tshwane. We also, you know, were called by residents there, and it is in Hercules. We're also told the government came, and they came with the MEC for roads and infrastructure. They promised to fix, you know, the sinkhole.
Yeah.
And now, in that sinkhole, there is a deposit of sewer. So when we checked, the pipes of the municipalities are crossing into that sewer, into that sinkhole. They're now depositing. And within a 100-meter radius of that sinkhole, you are well pumped by the stench of the sewer. So the businesses around this area are now
affected.
They are affected. When we spoke to one guy,
let me just come in there, Sam, because I want to get to understand some of this. I mean, I remember taking calls from residents in Tshwane, particularly about the Jean Avenue sinkhole. And that was something that one would have assumed would have been fixed by now, because this, what, probably dates a good 3 years ago. People were alerting us to that problem. Has that one been resolved? Because your investigation identifies, you've mentioned Hercules, you've mentioned Atteridgeville, but Laudium and other parts even in the east of the city.
Yeah. So most of the sinkholes, the city has responded quickly to resolve and to, you know, to close down. And in areas where, you know, they don't care, they've just left them. You know, they've left them open, and some of them, you know, they've left to the residents to, you know, to deal with. You know, so it is a very, very serious situation, and we are appealing to the city of Tshwane, because they know about these issues. They know what needs to happen, but they're not doing anything. They're just, you know, leaving the residents to strive with the problems.
Hasn't there been budget allocations to deal with this problem?
There were budget allocations, but however, the city council itself, under the current administration, they are not prioritizing these issues because they feel that, you know, they need. Well, what we are also told is that the city wanted to relocate, you know, these families, but you know, till today, nothing has been done. So it's only promises that are, you know, are made, and no action.
So from businesses to people living in those communities, lives and livelihoods are at risk.
They are being affected on a daily basis. And, you know, residents are now, you know, living in fear because they don't know, you know, what, when another sinkhole will happen. Because as we speak, there are about 3 sinkholes in the west of Tshwane that have not been attended to. And, you know, the residents are now moving away from those sinkholes, but filling them up with whatever they can find. So it is a problem.
Is it also because that some of the communities you are referring to are largely communities that are not very affluent?
I suspect so, because, you know, they are not being listened to. They are not being, you know, cared for. And if you look around and if you walk around, you'll see, you know, there's also rubble. Not even closer to the sinkholes, but as you enter the area, you know, you can see that the city does not even clean up in the area. So we are encouraging the communities as well to start cleaning up, you know, their own communities. But they said, we are cleaning up, but where do we take the rubble to? Because we don't have the, you know, the resources to take these, to, you know, take them to the, to take the rubble to the nearest dumping site, which is far from where we live. So we are forced to, you know, to gather whatever rubble we have closer to where we live so that the city can come and collect. So it's this rubble has been standing there next to the communities and not being, you know, collected.
Sam Shabane, the national chairperson of the Good Party. If you live in Tshwane, if you're in Laudium, if you're in Attridgeville, if you're in some of these areas, Hercules, that he's mentioned, do give us a call and let us know what the frustrations are in your part of the world. I understand families have been forced to abandon their homes as the sinkholes begin to get bigger. I'm told of a resident who parked his car overnight and found that it had sank into the ground by the next morning. Those are some of the problems that have been identified. Do let us know what you are experiencing, and maybe we can put pressure on the city of Tshwane to do something.